Chuck Grassley, Senate is working to solve judicial overreach. By Sean Moran on March 18, 2025. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIA, said he is committed to solving judicial overreach after federal judges moved to stop Trump's deportation of criminal migrants. Grassley, in a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi, voiced his support for President Donald Trump's memo directing federal agencies to enforce the Federal Rule of Civil Procedure, which states that federal courts must require parties seeking a preliminary injunction or temporary restraining order to provide a financial guarantee. This aims to deter frivolous lawsuits and ensures coverage for lost taxpayer dollars when injunctions are later deemed wrongly issued, according to a press release by Grassley's office. Over the last few months, I have watched with concern as individual district judges have issued sweeping injunctions that reach far beyond the case or controversy before them. These orders are often issued as preliminary injunctions or temporary restraining orders on an expedited basis with limited hearings, Grassley wrote. The Iowa senator revealed. According to a 2023 Harvard Law Review study, there have been 96 nationwide injunctions spanning the four presidencies from 2001 to 2023, but 64 of them, two-thirds of all nationwide injunctions over that time, targeted President Trump during his first 4 years in office. Nearly all of those orders were imposed by judges appointed by Democratic presidents, and 54 of the 64 orders were issued as preliminary injunctions or temporary restraining orders. Many of these injunctions have sought to stymie Trump's efforts to deport criminal migrants and illegal alien gang members from the United States. Trump had invoked the Alien Enemies Act to begin deporting hundreds of these illegal alien gang members associated with Tren de Aragua and MS-13 gangs, both of which are designated terrorist organizations. Breitbart News's John Binder wrote. The left-wing American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and Soros-linked Democracy Forward sued the Trump administration on behalf of five illegal aliens accused of being gang members to stop the deportations, though planes of nearly 300 gang members had already taken off for El Salvador. Judge James E. Boasberg, appointed by former President Barack Obama, issued a temporary restraining order blocking Trump from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal alien gang members. In response, Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, said he would introduce articles of impeachment against the federal judge who temporarily blocked Trump from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport these criminals. Exacerbating the problem, however, is that these injunctions have been routinely implemented in violation of federal law, Grassley continued. The rule of law matters. Over the last decade, we have seen chaos unfold when individual district judges determine policy for the whole country. The courts should have been imposing injunction bonds on their own. But because they have failed to do so, President Trump is right to demand that the Justice Department remind the courts of their obligations under the federal rules. Please know that my colleagues and I in the Senate are watching this issue closely. I will be working to solve the problem of judicial overreach, and in the meantime, commend the administration's efforts to enforce existing law, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.